Hey, welcome back. We have a meaningful segment for you this morning, and thanks for starting your morning with us on our News Talk network of stations. We have in our studios, thanks to our friends, the men and women of the New Hampshire State Police and our public safety regular weekly segment in this slot every Thursday morning. The only one like this in the country, by the way, and think about that for a moment, brought to you by the folks at Auto Fair. This is the only live weekly segment where public safety folks get a chance in a live commercial format, meaning commercial stations, to talk about the public safety work they do. There's not another station, a network, or show like that, or a segment in the entire country. And you wonder why sometimes law enforcement feel like they're not getting the back of the community. But I think it's different here. We have Sergeant Greg Doobie of the Crash Analysis and Reconstruction Unit, New Hampshire State Police, in our studios. Sergeant, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us, Jack. I appreciate it.
Well, I know there's a big push on between now and Labor Day, and I just heard coming in on our local news with Pat Kelly, there was a case on Interstate 89, I think yesterday, later yesterday, about a high-speed chase. And the operator of the vehicle was eventually stopped and arrested for, I believe, driving under the influence. And you think of the people that could have been hurt along the way of that situation. And talk a little bit about your work, why this matters. And we have Beth Shaw, who's been really the force behind a bill that was recently signed into law by Governor Chris Sununu, who's on with us in a little bit later, which enhances and increases the penalties for repeat drunk drivers. And she has a personal story to talk about on this. So, Sergeant, why don't you take it away and introduce our guest and talk a little bit about why this matters.
Thank you, Jack. So the reason why this matters and what we do in the car unit is it's becoming more and more prevalent, especially with distracted driving nowadays, that there are homicides on the highway that we have to deal with. It's not just stuff that happens off the roadway. This is stuff on the roadway that we need to deal with. And the penalties just haven't really caught up to us until now, until we have Beth Shaw and people like that that are helping us out, where if somebody were convicted of a negligent homicide for essentially causing a fatality and they're under impairment, you're looking at a 3 to 5 year type prison sentence. Thanks to Beth and everything that she has done, now we're looking at if somebody has any previous DWIs on their record or any previous negligent homicide convictions, any additional negligent homicide conviction is going to put you into the 10 to 20 year range. And if there's two or more convictions previously, you're in the 15 to 30 year range. It's all just stuff for us in the court systems and the prosecutors to be able to better, handle these cases and to have more enforcement based on the severity of the crashes, because obviously fatalities are just going up, especially with distracted driving nowadays and impairment. And here today is Beth. Like I said, she unfortunately tragically lost her son in one of the crashes that we handled a couple of years back in Bow, where an impaired driver who had multiple convictions of DWI was also found to be driving impaired again and killed her son. He was convicted of it. However, we didn't have these laws in effect that would enhance the penalties at the time. So Beth pushed for this to be increased, and that's why we thank Beth for everything she's done, and we thank her for being here today with us.
Well, Beth, thank you for being in our studios, and I'm sorry about your loss, but you clearly channeled some of the energy positive to help other families in the future. Why did you work so hard to do this, I guess, from a legal point of view, and what kind of... Tell us, just share some positive thoughts about your son, because obviously we did not know him.
Tyler had a huge heart. He would help anyone. He was very protective of people he loved. And so I think this was a way for me to continue his legacy of protecting, even though he wouldn't know these people, that he may save their lives. He was always proud to protect people he loved. So it became important to me when, sitting with the Merrimack County Attorney's Office, I learned of the penalties this man was facing that killed my son. I was horrified at the lack of penalty. This was his third DWI, and his previous convictions were egregious, and he had really only faced a slap on the wrist, or what I consider a slap on the wrist. So every time he was convicted, he lost a chance to learn a lesson, to change his behavior, and in the end, my son paid the ultimate price for his poor decisions.
Wow. Now, from that meeting with the county attorney and realizing what the law was versus what it is now, and the governor just signed this law, bill into law, it obviously took a lot of work in a very unusual year and a half we've had, you know, and not all parents or people would have gone through and followed through. Was it a lot of work to get this done?
It was a lot of work, but I felt very passionate about it. Like I said, it was something for me to honor my son, to carry on his legacy. So it was very important. I think it helped me with my grief because I couldn't let another parent go through what we've been through. And I felt like I was the only one fighting for justice for Tyler the entire criminal process. I didn't feel like I had the county attorneys fighting for justice. I was the only one pushing them, and that shouldn't be. And I just couldn't allow it to stand.
Beth, how did you feel when the governor signed this into law?
It was amazing. It was overwhelming. It's been a 2-year process, and to get to that point, it was a little surreal, but I'm grateful that the majority of legislators saw the value in this legislation to pass this through, because the penalties for negligent homicide, which is murder, is not equal to the crime, and that needs to change.
Captain Chris Vetter, you're a veteran of the state police, someone who I have a ton of respect for, and you oversee highway safety now, and enforcement are a big player in that. How does it make you feel when you meet a mom like this who's done this? And you've probably been upon many scenes, as has the sergeant, where you've seen grieving parents and loved ones having to deal with this.
Yeah, Jack, thanks for having me this morning. To be honest with you, this is the first time I've met Beth. This is an unbelievable story. You know, not a lot of people know my son, who is now a trooper, was hit head-on by a drunk driver about 5 years ago. Wow. It was his third offense. By the grace of God, my son was not seriously injured. But quite frankly, you know, I could have been in the same situation that she's in. I'm thankful that I wasn't. And, yeah, I mean, it's an unbelievable story. You know, obviously the state police and law enforcement throughout the state will benefit from Beth's efforts. We're very lucky that she, you know, had the courage to do this and get involved and make the changes that she helped us make.
And again, this law, Sergeant, without it, repeat drunk drivers may have faced penalties and restrictions or loss of licenses, but they weren't going away for a long period of time when that crash resulted in a loss of life. Is that correct?
That's correct. Based on what we had, there was no additional penalties for negligent homicide. If you had any previous DWI convictions, it'd be the same 3.5 to 7 year maximum that you'd be looking at.
And as far as Beth, is when you go forward now, that this is, I guess, it's never behind you. It never can be behind you, but you may not meet some of these families in the future that can benefit by knowing that the perpetrator will be going away if convicted for a longer period of time, especially if it's a repeat offender. And I just want to ask you a little bit going forward, you know, your thoughts to know that your son's life is making a difference ongoing. Is that somewhat gratifying?
It is. It makes me feel like his life mattered. And his death mattered. To walk away from this situation, losing my son, if I can save a parent from that, it's just, it does help. And, you know, it's not just the laws that need to change. Our county attorneys need to get in this fight. The judges need to have some skin in this game, because they are the ultimate decision maker when these penalties are handed down. And if the county attorneys continue to make these plea deals, like in our case, they made a 5-year plea deal. He's not serving one day in prison for aggravated DWI on his third conviction.
And this is the person who took your son's life?
Yes.
He's not going to serve any time in prison for taking your son's life?
He's serving 6 years in prison. The judge did reject the pleas. He moved the prison time up to 6 years. However, he gave the drunk driver 6 months off of that sentence if he completed his third drug and alcohol program. And honestly, I don't understand why we are rewarding an individual on his third DWI for completing a program the third time.
How old was your son?
20 years old.
Wow. Sergeant and Captain, help me out here. Are there more people out there that are repeat offenders than we realize, like 1, 2, 3, 4 times? Do your troopers bump into situations like that?
Yeah, absolutely, Jack. We have guys, and it's not just whether it be DWI or habitual offenders. There are plenty of people out there that are repeat offenders. Even with distracted driving, we have repeat offenders. All the stuff that makes the highways hazardous, we have multiple repeat offenders all across the state.
Well, Beth, thoughts and prayers. I appreciate. Thank you for your effort as a mom. And it's interesting, Corey. We had, I'm trying to think, Heidi St. John yesterday on, who wrote that Get Mom Strong book. And I can only think of Beth here because it's the same kind of energy where sometimes parents, when they lose someone, a child, they can in an amazing way do some good and fight and show that parental love and strength. So thank you, Beth, and I wish the best to you and your family going forward.
Thank you, Jack. I appreciate it.